While most Asian countries are gradually easing social distancing restrictions and taking more of a living with COVID approach to the pandemic, there are notable exceptions in Hong Kong and some areas of China. U.S. Meat Export Federation Senior Vice President Joel Haggard, who is based in Hong Kong, has more details in this USMEF report.
Hong Kong authorities are stating that they want to continue to follow a COVID zero goal, but it looks like the city's abandoned a plan it had to test every Hong Kong resident for COVID 3 times over a period of 9 to 10 days, and that was to start at the end of March. During that testing period, the plan was to ask residents to shelter in place to help break transmission chains. But daily cases have been so high that even the resolute Hong Kong government has decided that pushing the entire population into community testing centers is impractical. So where does this leave our meat business here in Hong Kong? Despite glimpses of easing, strict social distancing measures remain in place at least till April 20. Hong Kong regulations require all restaurant outlets to close by 6 p.m. and no more than 2 diners are allowed per table. So Hong Kong's restaurant sector is reeling right now, and hundreds of outlets have closed. Takeaway and retail are thriving, but supply chain issues there have slowed the delivery of foodstuffs to the public.
Across the border in China, mainland authorities are on a knife edge about increasing COVID cases there. Although at only several thousand new confirmed cases per day, we're seeing new lockdowns being put in place in cities from the southern tip of China to its northern provinces. As of several days ago, there are approximately 50 million residents of major cities under strict stay-at-home orders. Another 40 million are in some form of partial lockdown. So this is affecting meat imports in several ways. First, in those cities with strict lockdowns, visiting restaurants is not possible. And the second impact is on the movement of imported meat from ports to central warehouses and then out to end users, creating a net negative for overall meat consumption and imports. Everyone's hoping this wave will be short term and that normalcy will return soon.
For more information, please visit usmef.org. For the U.S. Meat Export Federation, I'm Joe Sheely.